Alice, I was telling you. We get to Glasgow Airport. Guy on the desk recognises me. We get an upgrade. Very nice, thank you very much. First class, practically empty. Great, spread out a bit, relax. The champagne cocktail, the blue sky, the white fluffy clouds beneath us. I'm feeling okay. Maybe he's not got the highest IQ in the world, but he does have a gorgeous profile, and at least he's not wearing that fucking awful jumper he turned up in one night, tucked into his trousers. Can you believe? I mean, true, everlasting love it is not, but he's a nice guy and all that. Own teeth. Daft about me. Well, so far. It's only been 3 or 4 weeks, but definitely dead keen, or so I've been led to believe, by the dinners, the phone calls, the nipping my head about Paris, how he used to live there, how there are all these sweet, wee, dinky little special places he knows that he'd love to take me to. So, there we are. We get to the hotel, and they've overbooked. So this time we get an automatic upgrade to the 5-star. No problem. It is gorgeous. The corner room, the fruit bowl, the flowers, the complimentary chocolates, the half bottle of champagne, the big king-size bed all turned down at the corner. And now, to let you in on a secret, Alice, back home in Glasgow, I have been avoiding it, by the way, because truth to tell, I do not really fancy him. At least, I do not fancy him when I'm actually with him. I've been, quite frankly, postponing the inevitable for this weekend, and he's chosen now to tell me that, oh no, he can't sleep with me because he's met someone and he's fallen in love. No, correction, he can sleep with me, but we can't have sex because that would be him being unfaithful to his new wee dolly inamorata.